And James Carlton joins us now with some news headlines.
Yes, Fran, Australian authorities have broadcast a call to all shipping near Christmas Island to keep a lookout for another asylum seeker boat in distress. The Australian Maritime Safety Authority says it's had mixed reports, but the boat is believed to be carrying 130 to 180 people. For an update a short time ago, Fran spoke with the Home Affairs Minister, Jason Clare.
We received a distress call from this vessel at about 4:30 this morning. It reports that it's 50 nautical miles just south of Indonesia. The latest advice I've got is that the boat is still motoring along and it's turned back towards Indonesia and is heading back. Indonesian search and rescue authorities have sent out a distress call asking for merchant vessels in the area to come to the assistance of the vessel. In addition to that, HMAS Wollongong is on its way back from Singapore right now and is in that area. The advice I've got is that if necessary, if needed, it will be in the vicinity of this vessel in the course of the next hour.
Home Affairs Minister Jason Clare. And meanwhile, Indonesian police say a suspected Pakistani people smuggler is being held on Christmas Island after surviving one of last month's asylum seeker boat tragedies. Australia's Immigration Department was unaware of the claims, but the Australian Federal Police says it's involved in an ongoing investigation, so it's inappropriate to comment. The Catholic Archdiocese of Sydney has opened an investigation into allegations of a cover-up of abuse, aired on ABC Four Corners program on Monday. The Chief Operating Officer of Barclays Bank, Jerry DeMizière, has become the latest executive to quit over the rate-rigging scandal, just hours after the departure of Chief Executive Bob Diamond. The International Monetary Fund's annual report on the US economy says it must avoid tax increases and spending cuts that could throw the country into recession. The fund downgraded its US growth forecast to 2% for this year, 2.3% for next. And a spate of bombings in Iraq has killed more than 30 people and injured dozens more, raising fears of a return to sectarian violence.
Thanks very much, James.